The 12 Days of Winter by Stuart McBride. Read by Ian Hanmore. 4. Calling Birds. Agnes is in the full throes of simulated orgasm when Tracy finally gets someone to answer their damn phone. The word, "Hello," pops into her earpiece. "Can I speak to the homeowner?" Ignoring the cries of, "Yes, yes, oh God, yes," coming from the next cubicle along. "Why?" "I'm calling from PV Safe Solutions. If you could replace all the windows in your house for free, how many would you replace?" "Oh, for goodness sake! I was in the bloody bath! Bugger off!" The clatter of a phone being slammed down, then the indifferent brrr of an open line. Tracy groans, unplugs her headset and levers herself out of her seat. Bladder's killing her. Correction, the baby's foot in her bladder is killing her. At 41 weeks pregnant, she looks like she's swallowed a sofa and feels like it too. She picks a wedge of floral print maternity dress from between her buttocks. Very classy. She waddles over to Mr. Aziz, who sits at a desk by the door squinting at a copy of the Racing Post, picking the horses he's going to lose money on tomorrow. Tracy holds out her hand. "Pee break." He doesn't even look up at her. "Again?" "Yes, again." He shrugs and passes her the bathroom key. She only gets paid for the calls she makes, so who cares if she spends half the evening in the toilets? 5 minutes later, she's standing at the coffee machine crunching away on a handful of antacid tablets, waiting for her chamomile tea to infuse, sniffing the heady aroma of percolator coffee and wishing to God this damn...